Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and I'm broadcasting live from New York right now, and we will be also at WEFAC. We'll have the wonderful Creation Light Shift Light Infusion Chamber, if you wish to come into that. It's been a wonderful success in L.A. and now in New York here. We've had people lined up for quite a while getting into the booth, so we're going to make it slightly larger to accommodate more people. And the nice thing about the Light Infusion Chamber is that you know how good it is by how people leave it. And they're all smiling. And the last day we had a whole lot of vendors, people who are at the booths here, coming into it afterwards because they wanted to experience it because they found out about it from the people who were going into it during the New Life Expo here. So we'll also be going to San Francisco with it. April 25, 26th, and 27th, and then we'll be in WESAC with it here during that event here. So we'll see if Sylvia's online. So Sylvia, are you there? Maybe not quite. So we're going to do some healings here and go to the light ship in about a half an hour from now. So if you're new to the program, just sit back and relax. You'll be taken up out of time to the light ship that created you, created the universe, and it's here for the ascension process. That's why it comes. The light ship is the same light ship that Jesus was from, and this is where all the healings took place for people. And the same teachings at the time of Jesus are the same now, which is to get into your heart, number one, and then from there you have to fully encompass your spirit into your full body, and that's the most important thing. Just being in your heart is not enough for ascension. You have to be 100% in your body to take your body with you as a light body during the universal shift, which may be in 2012. And we'll just see if Sylvia's here. Are you there, Sylvia? So here we go. We're going to do some healing here. And the first thing that we always do is entity healing. This is to help you have more of your spirit into your body. Naturally, entities come in when you're not home. Remember the old saying, lights on, nobody home, or if who's home, who is? If you're not home, who is? And naturally, if you're not home, naturally these entities will come into you and cause addictions and play around with you. We have a lot of people who are unconscious of this here, and their eyes are glossed over quite often, which means that they're not responsible for living here on the earth plane. So here we go. We're doing some entity releases right now. And we'll start with the bottom of our feet. So if you want to just put your attention there, you can maybe feel them leave you. Then we'll work up to the ankles and to the knees and to your waist. And now we're moving up, going down the arms. And get them out of your neck. And remember, they come in with pain and trauma. If you're upset with someone, they'll leave. Your spirit leaves you also, and that leaves yourself open for these to come into you. If you do any type of like astral projection, or you meditate and you go out of your body, then also you can be wide open to have these come into you. So you always want to leave your spirit with you and never have it leave your body. And it's really good to instruct your spirit not to leave your body when you're sleeping. You don't want to go into parallel lives of the dark side and have troubles with that also. So here we go. We're going to bring you more back into your body. This you may want to call the word in the New Age philosophy as a soul retrieval here. And just feel the energy coming back into your body. We'll count to 10. The light ship is finding all the different parts of you. And as they come in, you're going to feel this presence. You should feel heavier when you're in your body more. Here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is as you're coming into your body, you're going to feel heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, sit back and relax and just see how you feel. and you should feel a little more present. So I guess Sylvia's on. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Great, right, you're here.
Yeah. So welcome, everyone. And I was listening to you talk, Ron, about the wonderful light infusion chamber and that you're bringing that to the WESAC Festival. So that's very exciting for people. And I didn't hear everything else because I was working with BBS trying to get on the air. But I think you are doing the entity clearing right now?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. So the entities are released, and everybody should have more of their spirit in their body. And so what we're going to do now is a chakra alignment. And here we go. Then we'll bring the light beam up on your screen. So if you're new to this program, go to Creation Lightship Healing. And you can go on today's show time if you wish on Saturday, or just go to Monday also. We have 4 shows a week, and they're listed on the site here. And just scroll down about maybe an inch and a quarter or so on your scroll bar, and you can see a beautiful light beam there. And one of the seers that was up on the light ship on one of my 4-hour Saturday calls actually saw the light beam and actually drew her in real time. So here we go. Work with your heart center, perfect. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Power chakra, there's some people that the power chakra is in the wrong direction, wrong orientation with your body. There we go. Second chakra and first chakra. Great. Do an opening now if you wish. Most chakras are a couple inches in diameter normally. We'll go body width for you. This will allow you to have more healing tonight during the light ship. Show as we go up onto the light ship in the last half an hour here. So here we go. Heart chakra. You're going to do an opening. Use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. And throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra. Spin, 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 open. You should feel more energy in your body right now. And what we're going to do next is your heart-to-mind drop. And if you're new to the show, this is going to connect your mental body, your awakening consciousness. It'll drop down into your heart center. This is where you should be continuously in your life. It's very hard to stay in your heart sometimes because of situations on the earth plane here. Remember, we're on an emotional planet here, and everything tends to be very emotional. But if you can stay in your heart center, this is where your spirit resides. Get your guidance there. It does not exist in your head. So you want to stay in your heart to get that full understanding. So just kind of close your eyes if you wish. Visualize an elevator. And your 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness. And the first floor is your heart. And we're going to drop you down now in the light beam. On the light ship, which we'll bring up right now on your monitor screen, is going to activate this. So kind of if you're already scroll down, we're going to activate her right now, and she's probably plenty activated already. They activate instantly for me. So she's activated, and here we go. She'll help you with this process here. These are divine energies coming through your monitor screen to help you. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should be in your heart center now. Just kind of communicate with your spirit. And if you can hear that voice inside of yourself in your heart center, you may not be there. So you may want to work on that a little bit. The way you tell if you're in your heart is you're going to be able to actually think and feel that your thoughts are coming from your heart center. So for those who haven't quite made it there, we'll drop you down some more. And this you can do on your own. These channels are already opened up for you now from the light ship, so you can have this as a special gift, a special tool for you. so you can't connect to your own divinity. Remember, it's never outside of yourself. You have everything with you. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, you should feel like your thoughts are coming from your heart area. And just kind of think some thoughts and then say, hey, Spirit, are you there? I'd like to talk to you. And you will hear the voice reverberate probably through your body as you make this connection. So I'll just be in silence for a little bit here as you enjoy this wonderful communion with the divine energy of yourself. Okay, are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, so yeah, I'm here, and I think that we have quite a nice group tonight on the fast chat, so I want to invite anyone else who might be listening to tonight's program who maybe doesn't know about the fast chat. It's something that you can do to interact with us throughout the evening, and to access that, you can go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, and right underneath the beautiful light being there, you see a link that allows you to click on it, and that'll open a window for you to be able to get onto the fast chat. And then you can just type in your name and your question or your request. So I'd love to have you there, and that really is a great way to communicate all of us together. So other than that, what I'd like to do is get back to, Ron, you were talking about the wonderful new light infusion chamber that you've recently brought out, and that the light beings are working with people in that. But I'd like to talk more about it so that people can really understand its purpose in preparing for the upcoming ascension and for healing. So could you just go into depth a little bit more about that and how the light chamber is working to help people prepare for this upcoming time?
Yes. So the way it works, you go to the light chamber, you sit in there, and the light beings work with you. You're directly connected to the Creation Light Ship. And this is their energy, like an energy transformation happens to your body. When you go into the light ship, you're there in the chamber and also on the light ship at the same time. So you're bilocated instantly out of time. And this is their link down here for that procedure to happen. And the light chamber, they wanted me to bring this out, so we designed it, and it's directly connected to the light ship each time you go in it. It's very wonderful. The energy takes place with your body within the first probably few seconds. And I've had people leave it with aches and pains being removed from their body. The sessions are 5 minutes in length. That's a lot of energy that's coming into you. In fact, we'll do that right now for everyone. So if you want to just sit back and relax here, we'll give you 15 seconds on the light chamber experience here. And you may want to request one particular healing, but just more so just kind of experience the energy here. So here we go, and I'll count to five, and at that point we'll be in the chamber, and the light beings will help you with this process here. And this is where instantaneous healings take place. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're in the chamber. And you may feel this tremendous amount of love energy pouring around your body. Everybody who was in the chamber that I have seen come out, I have a big smile on their face. And a lot of people want to go in over and over again because they just love it. And each time you go in, the healings become stronger for you. So the first time is like it takes off the densities. And then from thereafter, you get more and more work done. And you're out of it right now. So maybe we'll have somebody comment on the fast chat what they've experienced. This is the way that the light ship creation energy can actually help everyone. This is the first time this has ever been on this planet Earth here. And since our bodies are all extraterrestrial bodies that live here, the extraterrestrials did not install in us, we'll say, the proper DNA or all the DNA that we really need for a higher consciousness. And the light chamber will do that for you. It will actually integrate light into every cell of your body, which has never been put into it before. And this is, like I said, the first time on the planet that the chamber has been available, or this consciousness of pure light going to every cell of your body. So it's quite incredible. And after seeing all the people that we've had go into the chamber, it's very fulfilling to watch them come out with this big smile on their face, and they go, wow, this thing really, really works. I've had people say, you know, I've been to hundreds of healers, and this chamber does what they're trying to do to me, and it does it in such a short time. So it's just wonderful. The consciousness is pure love energy, and it works with everyone that goes into it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up that concept of the cells becoming full of light frequency in the chamber, and that relates to, for me anyway, so many people are talking about the concept of related to the ascension of developing their light body. So is that something that this would help people with?
Definitely, yeah. This actually starts the ascension process for you, because the regular physical body does not have the proper DNA to actually start the ascension process, and this is why they wanted to bring this out, to bring it here. So there's only one light chamber, and if you're definitely interested in experiencing it, either come to WESAC or go to my next event that I'm going to, which will be the New Living Expo in San Francisco at the end of this month here. And I'll also be taking it out to other events as I decide which ones I wish to go to. But it's incredible. By the time we get started with it, people just come over, and the energy is so high in the room that people kind of just start walking over to the chamber, not knowing why they're there until they actually reach the booth, and we can describe to them what it does. And it's just an experience that you're never going to forget. So it's pure divine energy here in the moment from the light ship. And I've just seen so much happening with people. They walk out and their eyes are much brighter. I'd say half the people actually say they see more colors as they come out of the light ship, light infusion chamber. It's just awesome.
Ron, would you say that that is because their spirit energy has been able to really integrate in their body with their cells, and so they're actually more present, more in the now, and just, you know, more of their spirit energy is there with them?
Yes, and the light infusion chamber will seal your auric field. It can help you release entities out of your body. It pulls your aura right close to your body where it should always be. It does just so much. It's just incredible to watch and to see people as they walk out of it, because when they first go into the chamber, if you're a little bit psychic, you can look, see somebody's auric field, and it's kind of all kind of like around their body, maybe 3 foot out, and it's kind of like murky looking. Kind of like looking through like a dense fog, but you don't really know that until they come out, and they're crystal clear. I mean, people feel like they're really together. They feel solid, and which is probably because the entities are being taken out of you also. But the main thing is that you're getting light, pure 100% light frequency back into your body, which has never been into it before. And so anybody who has had, which I've had people talk to me about their spiritual practices, they just say, man, I never had this experience ever in my life before. So this is it. This is the real thing, and the light ship is here to help everyone during this process. And this is the start of your ascension process, is to get all the cells in your body filled with light frequency. And the light ship will do this for you through this chamber. It's a direct link to the light ship.
Well, that's wonderful, and thank you, everyone, who's typing in their results on the fast chat. We've got people talking about how it has cleared their energy field, made their head clear, feelings like they're actually just being filled with light in every cell of their body. another person saying that they're seeing more colors. So it's just wonderful. And I think the amazing thing is just going into it energetically here, like for just a few seconds, how profound the results or the way, you know, that it can affect you is. I can't imagine. It's almost hard to imagine what it would be like to go in for 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah, it's quite something. It's very affordable. We're not charging a whole lot of money. We're charging $20 for the first 5 minute session. And if you notice what 15 seconds did for you, it's quite awesome. And you really can't take much more than that amount of time in the chamber because it's just so high frequency. And then if you wish to come in additional times, we lower the price down so you can do four times for $50. And that's like $10 a session after that. So you can do three additional sessions for $30. And people who really are wanting to move forward, who actually know the benefits of having light instilled into their body, we have a lot of people coming back. And it's not because we're talking them into it. They just felt so much more relief that they come back and they start hearing people talking about it. It's quite something. Our booth was just swamped here at the New York New Living Expo. We had lots of people. Like I said, the exhibitors started coming over on Sunday because naturally they see people, you know, at their booth, and everybody's telling them to go into the light infusion chamber. So we were very, very busy, probably one of the busiest booths there at the New Living Expo. So it was very, very nice. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I would say the people that were in New York and had the opportunity to do that were very blessed, and that's just wonderful, and it's very exciting that it's going to be coming to San Francisco and then to WESAC, and I hope a lot of people get the opportunity to experience that firsthand. And I know for myself, just as we were doing it earlier, for those few seconds, it felt very much like the ascension energies that you've brought in before, the frequencies of the ascension, you know, for Jesus and so on. And that might be a wonderful thing that we could do right now to tie those in together.
Yeah, we could do that. So we'll bring in is the energy of Jesus for his ascension. This is what the light ship brought to him during this process as he went from the physical earth here up to the light ship for his healing process. So here we go. I bring in the ascension energy of Jesus. So look at the beautiful light being in front of you. And she's activated fully. And here it comes. So I'll count to 10 and it'll arrive right into your room. And you can feel this very uplifting divine energy that Jesus used for his ascension. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. And it's here now. Open your heart up. Remember, the light ship only works in the now. Does not work with mind energy. And you have to connect heart to heart. So if you're trying to understand what's happening, it won't be in your mind. It'll always be in your heart. So you want to stay heart-centered because you're only going to feel the divine energies in your heart. Remember, love walks into you. This is the nice words from the song of Van Halen. Love comes walking in, and it starts off, contact is all it takes. And the contact, for me, it's not really a UFO contact. It's actually the contact of you understanding and uniting with your spirit within. And then the other phrase in the song, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. This energy feels just wonderful. Okay,
yeah, really, it does feel absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I think a lot of times what we think of or aspire to when we, you know, are trying to get into a place of complete peace and love and harmony is this feeling of light.
Yes.
You know, more so than the emotional kind of love that we relate to on Earth, but just this feeling of divine light that's just in perfect harmony, you know, there's no really feeling of duality or judgment. It's just like what I think of, I guess, as unconditional love, but it's a feeling that comes from within.
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And divine love has no emotion to it. The only way we could really probably express it would be a complete state of being in peace. And with that, it would be the peace is like non-judgment. You just kind of sit there or be where you are, and everything around you is in perfect harmony with you. So I guess we could start to go to the light ship here, and I'll describe that to the people who are brand new to the show. And this will not work on the archives because of our UFO interventions here of abducting people. So we're still not protected here as yet with those other races doing this. So this will not work on the archive. And the way the light ship works with you, they first put a large tunnel of light around you, and you're transported out of time. Remember, your vibration. And vibrations get turned off and on and off and on and off and on, just like the lights in your house do. And you may not notice that, so, and your body does not realize that you're not here. You think that you're here all the time, but you're really here and then not here and then here and not here. And when you're not here, the light ship transports you through this wonderful white light tunnel, and you're there walking around with the light beings, and they're going to do some healing work with everyone tonight. So what I'd like you to do, we can bring up animals or pets, but not people. I have to connect with you right now here, which is what we're doing. And I have everybody connected right now in consciousness. And we're connected to your spirit, and you're going up with your spirit. This is not a situation to where you think you're astral traveling or your spirit's going there and your body stays here. No, your physical body does go to the light ship. And if you're able to be a seer, you may actually physically see as you're walking around with your clothes on, or if you're in the bathtub, you're given a robe to put on. And you're going up right now. Here we go. And think of your animals and pets for healing, and you're on the light ship right now. And we're going into the first room, and this room is where they actually do a body scan on you. And the body scan allows them to figure out what type of being you are. Remember, there's millions, if not trillions, of beings across the universe that are doing the ascension process. This is why the light ship comes. And they're just checking out your DNA, seeing what your difficulties are, what your physical problems are. And now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, and you're at free choice to select the different teams of doctors that you'd like to have a session with, we'll say. And there's hundreds of them. Each team has three individuals, we'll call them that, and most of them are males. There are some female energies there, but most of the doctors are male energies. And we have dolphins, we have crystal energies, there's plant life, flowers, there's trees. There's a lot of different types of beings that we have never seen before on this planet, but they're helping us also. And this is your first incarnation. And you may see beings that may actually be in some of the books that you've read about of the extraterrestrials that are indicated in different books like the Arcturians, the Pleiades. And this is your first incarnation, so it doesn't matter what those races have done or are doing here as far as their own particular life experience. There's still a light being status because they haven't incarnated yet. So the first room we're going into now is a room which is pretty standard for all my sessions. This is the hot tub room, and we all have our own individual hot tub, and this is used to help to detoxify our bodies. And we're in different colors of gel in the hot tub. The gel does not stick to your skin. And if you're in a location to where it's kind of cool out, you can ask them to turn the temperature up, and you actually feel your body heat up. If you're pretty warm, you can ask them to turn it down a little bit, and you will cool off physically down here. If you want to feel what the gel feels like, what I'd like you to do now is to take both of your hands, and we'll just take your right hand and kind of scoop up this gel in it and put it in the palm of your hand, and put your left hand over it and kind of start to squish it together, and you're actually going to feel this energy if you're just very careful here. And do it a few times. You're going to feel like it's kind of spongy feeling. And this is the gel in the hot tubs. This is used to take out toxins out of your body. There's also colored rays being shined through your body, connecting to every cell of your body, taking away impurities that you may have, different toxins that should not be with you. The next room we're going into is a room where they have a wonderful waterfall. And these waterfalls, there's different types, used for different types of healings. It caresses your auric field. And we're going into one that has a really beautiful purple gold water energy. And it's now caressing your body. You might actually feel your auric field change a little bit. You might feel your body have tingles in it as it's taken away some of the densities around you. Next room we're going into is a lot of people's favorite. This is where we have a large swimming pool with the silver water in it. This water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And one of the favorite light beings that come to us are the dolphins. And so they're here again. So if you want to have this dolphin experience, I did this at the my workshops here many times here in New York, and the people loved it. Put one of your hands out in front of you, and just remember your body has to sample this here. It's not a mind experience. So put your hand out slowly, and you're going to actually feel the texture of the skin of the dolphin. And you're probably going to feel it about maybe 6 inches to a foot away from you. You can actually feel your hand stop, and you're on the light ship now doing the same exact thing. And you're moving your hand up and down and back and forth. You can do a circle if you wish. And you can also move around to the top of the dolphin if you wish to have a little ride with the dolphin, or you can go around to the front of the dolphin and just kind of look at it and have a look at you through its eyes. It's just a beautiful experience. We're going into another room, and we're in these same rooms over again. So as I indicate a room, we're in the last one until the session is over. Everyone that we've been in so far, you're actually in. This next room that we're going into is a room which a lot of people definitely like because they have some type of chronic pain, and this room will help you alleviate some of that pain that you may be having. So this is what we call the pain release room. And we're going into this room now, and there's a lot of different healing modalities. And these are all instantaneous healings, so you're, again, at free choice. You're selecting the different teams of doctors that you'd like to work with, and they can show you how these modalities actually work. People are kind of curious sometimes on the light ship, so they'll sample of different types of healings, and when they feel comfortable with a certain doctor team, they'll actually do that. So here we go. We're in this room now, and I'll just narrate on one of the rooms that I'm seeing there. Remember, I'm bilocated it all the time to the light ship because this is where I actually live physically, along with being on the earth here. So I have two lives at once. And what we're seeing now is one of the modalities here. And what they're doing is they're putting looks like an opaque piece of like light-colored green. And I'll use the word plastic. This is kind of how it looks to me. And this plastic just lights up by itself, and they're putting it around our body in a circle. So we're like in a cylinder of this green-colored plastic, and now we're going into an orange one. And we're out of time, so we can be there for quite a long time here. And now we're going to go into the silver one. So you might feel your body down here changing or vibrating it at a different rate. And these little sheets of plastic that's around us are not hooked up to anything at all. These are just pure healing energies coming into your body. We're going into one now, which is a deep red color. And, boy, very, very nice, very energizing. Maybe that's why our blood is red. Who knows? But it definitely gives a lot of life force energy. Now we're going into one that's yellow. And this one feels good, too. It's each one has their own particular frequencies of vibration. And we're going into one which now has a golden color. Okay, and that's next we're going into one which is a kind of a dark pink. And now we're going into orange. So here we go. So again, this is going to help us release our pain in our body now. We're going into another room where they're scanning us with some like special high-tech laser equipment. And they're finding the different blocked meridians in our body. And they're now opening those up for us here. We're going into another room, and this is where some of the masters that have been on the earth are coming to help us now. And I'm seeing five masters coming. They are ones that I said are from the earth here. I have no names for them, but they are coming to you. You might even be able to pick it up yourself if you're intuitive. And here they are. And they're doing some special healing work with us here. And how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Just feeling absolutely wonderful. Those cylinders or tubes of light that we were in for healing were so wonderful. It's just really fantastic healing. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, and we're going into another room. For all you plant lovers, this room has special flowers. And what I like about it, they have sunflowers that are about 6 foot in diameter. And they're just beautiful. And as you walk into the room, the flowers all turn and look at you. And this room typically would be about 100 feet square, so it's quite large. And in there are flower entities, we'll call them that actually walk. They look like us, but they kind of walk, and they have little hands on their leaves, and they're bringing over to us now some nectar and some honey that they're going to allow us to have. So what we're going to do now is they're going to place a small little container. It's about maybe half of a drop of this beautiful honey. And we have that now, and we're going to put it underneath our tongue. And it's going there right now. So you might actually be able to sense this wonderful honey flavor inside of your mouth, and it should energize your body quite nicely. And most people that I talk with who do these calls here actually feel their saliva changing during this process. So for me, it feels very, very sweet. We're going into another location now. And this location is kind of a simulation of what happened down here with St. Bernadette at Lourdes, France. And this room has this beautiful water again in it, too. And the lightship water does not touch your skin when you go into it. When you leave it, you're not wet at all. So we're going into this beautiful pool, and we're having St. Bernadette come to us now. And she's instructing us how to do healings in the water. And along with her is Mother Mary. So bringing these two divine energies down here for you to experience. So here comes St. Bernadette first. And here she comes. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And again, these energies are strictly heart-based energies. They only come to your heart center. And again, you can request healings inside of your head if you wish, or if you're in your heart, hopefully, request them there too. And now we're going into another room, and we'll also bring in Mother Mary here. So I'm going to go into the room where Mother Mary actually resides on the light ship. And we're walking into that room right now. And she's also where St. Bernadette is, too. We'll go into her own special room, and we'll bring in the energy now of Mother Mary. And here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, we'll just give you some silence here so you can talk to Mother Mary in your heart center. And she can also provide healing for you if you wish, and also spiritual guidance. Yeah, it feels very nice, very calming, very peaceful. And we'll bring in another divine energy for us to experience here. And we'll bring in the energy of Jesus. And we'll go into his special room up on the light ship here for healing, too. So we're going into another location. And there's a door, and we're opening the door up and going into the room where Jesus resides. A lot of light there. You might be able to feel this light, this compassion energy. And here we go. And here comes Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So again, request healing here. And you're in the room with Jesus. It's a very sacred space for a lot of people. And again, just sit back and relax and open your heart up to this wonderful energy. How does it feel for you, Sylvia?
Truly wonderful. I just love this room and such a gift to be able to go in it. And so much light and so much compassion, and just it's kind of hard to put it into words a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what I feel too. So if you're very fortunate, you may have had some flower fragrance come into your room. Sometimes Mother Mary will bring in roses for you. And we're going to bring in another divine energy here and go into the same room here. We'll bring in the energy of Moses. And a lot of people just love Moses' energy. So here he comes. We're in his room right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. More peace. Wonderful. We're going to go into another location on the light ship. And let's see here. Is there a room they want to take us into? They want to go into one of the other swimming pools on the light ship. So we're going into another pool with the liquid light energy water in it. And coming to us now are the golden whales. And these are just wonderful beings, too. So if you wish to put your hand out in front of you, you can actually feel the skin of the whale, the texture of the skin. There we go. And again, it's probably about maybe 6 inches to a foot in front of you. Just move your hand up and down, back and forth, and we're having this whale experience as we're having these wonderful healings with three whales. And we're going to a couple other rooms here for you before we come back from the light ship. Let me see where they want to take us here. They're showing me a light with yellow light, a room with yellow light, excuse me. And this yellow light is going to be working through each chakra that we have. So this is the major six chakras. And they're also going to be putting some special vibrations through us right now. And you may actually feel your body start to switch frequencies here. as they tend to clean the chakra systems out for us here. And also remember, each joint in your body has a chakra, so they're doing this here. And again, they're doing like a stress release on us. The females have come in probably about 10 minutes ago, so you may feel your neck getting released of tension, your shoulders. They're working with our feet, doing like a little foot massage on us here. We're going into another room, and this is where they're going to be working with us, a whole different team, working with our muscles and our tendons and our ligaments. So if you want to request healing, you can. And here we go. We're in this room right now. And we're going into another room. And this room is where they're going to help us out with our lymphatic system. So again, just request your healings. And they're working inside of our mouth also. And here we go. Checking out our ears and our eyes. Okay, we're about ready to come back from the light ship here. So we're going back. And if you're a seer, you can look out of the windows of the light ship. Light ship is physical in its dimension that it's in. It's multidimensional, but it has to reappear each time we go up on it here. So it is in a special location. And you can look out of the windows and see other stars and planets if you wish. And now we're going down the hallway back to the orientation room. This is where the doctor teams are. Beautiful light beings of different races that have been created by the light ship, which will be eventually going out after the ascension time to experience life in their bodies and wherever they choose to go to. And they're telling us now what they found is wrong with us, what kind of work we need done, how the healings are between you and these beautiful light being doctors. So you will get your own information. And now we're going back to the next room, which is the transporter room. And if you brought any animals or pets up, they are now being joined with you. And now we're going back down, coming down through this wonderful light tunnel, coming down, and now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, and how was that for you?
Oh, that is absolutely just, I'm speechless. I feel like it was just such a special treat, everything that was done, and the light beings that worked with us. And it's so wonderful to feel the energy of the whales and the dolphin as you put your hands out and connect with them. It's just really a special opportunity, so hope everyone really enjoyed that. We've got a lot of comments on the fast chat from people that had different experiences with the healings and with the energies and the room smelling sweeter and all kinds of relief from stress and so on. So it's just great.
Well, I do these conference calls if you wish. We do them Mondays and Fridays. They're 1 hour in length. For only $20, you can be on the light ship having physical healings done to you. And these conference calls start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And then we have a special night on Wednesdays, and that's when you have water charging done. And we do a half an hour of light ship healing, and then the remainder of 45 minutes is for water charging. So you're able to get 7 containers of water that you'll be drinking in the next week. So you have divine drinking water with special light codes put into it. So for a whole month, for $60, you can have this wonderful water to drink, and this is going to also help you in the ascension process and for physical healing. And then we have our once a month conference call, which this month here, it's going to be on the 19th, which would be Saturday. It's a 4-hour call, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and the cost for that is $60 also. And tonight we were on a light ship for probably maybe 15, 20 minutes, it looks like, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours. And they do so much work with you. I mean, the time goes by like nothing. It feels like about 20 minutes to a half an hour on the light ship, or down here physically, I mean. And do you want to describe that to the people, Sylvia, if they haven't been on this call?
Well, the first thing that I want to mention to everyone listening is that all of these conference calls are just wonderful to participate in, and it doesn't mean that you have to have a physical illness or something like that to be involved in them. We have a lot of people that go on Ron's conference calls because they are working on preparing themselves for ascension, and you know, most people have some physical situation from time to time, some people more than others, and so whatever your particular situation is, whether you have a physical ailment or you don't, you're going to be able to get something out of these conference calls. And the light beings work with each individual person for what they need specifically. So it's very personalized, even though it's in a conference call situation. You're working with them, and they're blessing you with what it is that you need at that time. So, and the four-hour calls are just so amazing because you've got all that time on the light ship in that environment, in those frequencies. So it just changes you. It just actually completely changes your life as you do it. And the more often that you go, I think the more results you begin to have as far as not just physically, but in your life as well, and your ability to hold your peace and your love energy, and you know, hold those light frequencies, and begin to really see that affecting everything that you do from day to day. So it's just an absolutely wonderful experience. I can't say enough about it. It's just a rare treat, and it feels like it's something that, you know, should cost a lot more. And I know Ron just is amazing about how he offers that for, you know, very little money, just to kind of support the cost of what he's doing. So it's wonderful.
Oh, so our time is coming to a close here. So what I'm going to do is bring in, from the light being on your monitor screen, we're going to bring in the ascension energy again of Jesus here. And here he comes with the energy. So stronger, this is Jesus along with the ascension energy. So two energies at once. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Wonderful. So this energy will be activated here and flowing for about a half an hour. So if you wish to just leave this beautiful light being on your monitor screen, you can. And just enjoy this beautiful divine energy coming to you. And remember that you're just as important as a spirit as all the other divine masters. There's no real difference between you and them. They're just, they seem to be more known to us, and we think that they're actually greater than we are, but your spirit is actually equal to all the masters and saints and angels. So it's just that we need to develop that and to connect to this divine energy inside of us, and then you realize that you are the same. So which we always tell people, not to look outside of yourself, go within. And have a wonderful evening. We'll be on the next show here coming up Monday. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you wish to have a testimonial sent to us, you can. Just go to the bottom of the screen. And if you want to be on our email list, we send out only a couple of emails a month, which will be for the, I believe, the 19th of this month for the Ascension Preparation Call on Saturday. And then actually we're going to be at San Francisco New Living Expo end of the month, and then after that will be the WESAC Festival, which will have the Light Infusion Chamber and both of these here. So if you're in the area, definitely come out and experience this here. It's something that has never been on the planet before. There hasn't been ever light like this on this planet into your cellular structure. So it's just wonderful. So see you all later, and blessings to everyone. And hope you had just a really wonderful experience here on the light ship, and hope to meet all of you someday. So blessings to you, and good night.
Blessings, everyone. Good night, and we'll see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and stay heart-centered, and good night.
Hey, good night, everybody.